Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by our proud title sponsor, NHL Sense Arena, the next generation of off-ice hockey training for players and goalies. Look, we know how much you invest in your children's hockey development, the early mornings, the travel, and let's not forget the expenses of training for hockey camps, private ice time, the general expenses of the season. It's a lot. But wouldn't it be great to bring that on-ice practice experience home that's fun, fits into your schedule, and that's affordable? If you said yes, which I'm sure you did, you've got to check out NHL Sense Arena. It's a top-tier virtual reality training game that brings the on-ice practice experience home so you can practice anytime and anywhere, literally. You can transform any part of your home into a virtual ice rink where you're getting unlimited access to over 100 drills, training plans from top coaches and players, weekly drill challenges, and more that focus on improving hockey sense and physical cognitive skills, starting at just $33 per month. That is a lot cheaper than an hour of ice time. The physical side of hockey gets a lot of attention, but we don't focus enough on the mental side of it. It's something we talk about on this show all the time. NHL Sense Arena provides an immersive solution for players to sharpen those skills when ice time is limited or not affordable and they want to get those extra reps in. So, for our listeners, NHL Sense Arena is offering an exclusive $50 off their annual plan. All you got to do is head over to their website, hockey.senseArena.com. Again, hockey.senseArena.com, and use our code HOCKEYNEVERSTOPS, and you'll level up your off-ice training by using NHL Sense Arena. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting us and NHL Sense Arena. Enjoy this episode of Our Kids Play Hockey.
Hi kids, Hockey Mom Christy here. The next time you get stuck on a theme for a poem or an essay, I encourage you to put down your sticks and pick up a pen and think hockey. My kids did, and they did really well with every essay and poem they ever wrote about hockey. Here's what I'm going to share with you now. My son wrote this when he was 14 years old. He was a defenseman, number 29. He called it Challenged and Inspired by Hockey. He was 14 years old when he wrote this. Here we go. I defy convention through my work ethic, which developed and grew through my years of playing hockey. My generation has grown up expecting things to come to them instantly, in a snap. So much so, we've been dubbed Generation Now. Please don't lump me into that category. I'm the type of person who likes to work toward a goal, no matter how long it may take. When I started playing hockey at the age of 8, most of the kids around me were tremendously more advanced. They started skating as soon as they could walk. That certainly didn't give me the edge in this fast and furious sport. But instead of hanging up the skates, I was motivated to work even harder. I became determined to catch up to the kids who could literally skate circles around me and make the elite travel team. I dedicated an entire summer of my young life to hockey, practicing every day, shooting on the net in my driveway over and over again until my parents nagged me to come inside. When I returned to the arena after that summer, the coaches saw a totally different skater. They were shocked to see the kid who struggled so much to keep up now leading the pack. I tried out for the team that year and made it. That was one of the most satisfying feelings I ever experienced, dedicating myself to a goal and then reaching it. Hockey provided a good life lesson for me. When I now set a goal for myself, I not only want to reach it, I have to exceed it and reach heights that I didn't even know were possible. That is how I defy convention in my life. By Joey Burns.